Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply ready, aim, fire. Ready, aim, fire. A friend of mine took me to a gun range many years ago for the very first time. I was fascinated with what I saw. You walk inside this room where there are stalls that have lanes, and every lane has a target at the end. The person next to you may be shooting a semi-automatic. The next person may be shooting a revolver, and the list goes on and on. It doesn't matter what type of gun the person has who's next to you or the type of gun you have yourself. The goal is still the same, to hit the bullseye, hit the target in the center. Getting ready is easy, and shooting the gun is actually easier than you could ever imagine. The hard part is the aim. That's where almost everybody misses it, and they continue and continue and continue until they're able to boast that target that is filled with shots made in the bullseye. Well, the parallel to that is in this business world, it's easy to get ready to embark on an entrepreneurial endeavor. It's easy to start a home-based business. The problem, however, is just like the gun range. It's all about the aim, and most individuals miss it simply because they do not have the proper set of goals or instructions on even how to set goals in the first place. Well, today, AIM is our acronym, and all we're going to focus on is the A. That A in the acronym reminds us to abandon average. Yes, abandon average. Think about it. When we go to a gun range, everybody's trying to hit the target in the center because that's what signifies we've done an excellent job. In life, however, people don't always aim for the bullseye. I'm fascinated when I meet people who say, well, I just want to make enough to get by, and I just really started the business to see if I could scrape together enough to provide me with a vacation next year. The smaller goals, why we have them, I don't know. Sometimes it comes from background. Sometimes it comes from listening to the wrong people. It can come from various things, but everybody has a right to aim high. You'll discover it's even in the Declaration of Independence where Thomas Jefferson said that we have an inalienable right from our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And nobody I've ever met has been completely happy with average. So in order to aim, I would challenge you first and foremost to abandon average. Say, well, how do we do that? How do we to follow the pattern of finding out how to set proper goals? First step is assess what you really want, not what you can accept. Assess what you really want. They say that when O.J. Simpson was a young boy, he met Jim Brown. Jim Brown was a famous running back at the time, and O.J. Simpson was just a kid. He looked at Jim Brown and said, one of these days, I'm going to be a better running back than you. He assessed what he really wanted. The same thing holds true for Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, several different Larry Birds, you name the athlete. They all knew that they wanted to get to the pinnacle of success, that just making it to the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball was not the ultimate goal, but they wanted to be great when they got there. That's the key, because in order to assess what we really want, we must first of all be specific, not general. You can hear many people say that they want to be rich. I want to be rich. I want to be rich. Well, be more specific. Identify the timeline and how much you want to make and when you want to make it by, and outline all the specifics of the goal you can. After you're specific, then become spectacular. Think of the loftiest thing that you can find, that you can imagine, then double it. It's okay to dream a spectacular dream. And I'd also say, be spoiled. Have you ever seen a child that you've determined was spoiled? The child throws a temper tantrum because they don't get what they want from their parents. Well, children don't become spoiled because they get what they want all the time. They become spoiled because they won't accept anything less than what they actually desire. That's where spoil comes from. And when it comes to goal setting, we should also be spoiled. We should set out for a goal and never accept less. Benjamin Franklin was spoiled because he would not stop until he found the conduit to create electricity. Thomas Edison was spoiled because he would not stop until he did the same. The inventors like Henry Ford and even Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and you name them, the list goes on and on. They were spoiled because they would not stop until they got what they wanted. So first step is to assess what you really want. After that, you must confess what you really want. Norman Vincent Peale, a great author, wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking. He outlined in the book how the mind responds to the words that are spoken. If a person says they're about to catch a cold, or they feel like a cold is coming on, inevitably they would catch one. If someone says that they're not going to go to work the next day because they're tired or they don't feel well, the mind would then respond to that and everything they talked about would typically come to pass. Therefore, don't be afraid to confess what you really want, to talk to people about the goals you have, the right people. And even if they criticize you, even if they don't believe in you 100%, the only person responsible for hitting that target is you. Just like in the gun range, you pull the trigger, you hold the gun, you've got the ammunition, and you hit the target. Confess what you really want. Next step is address what you really want. Meet your dreams in person. Those who aspire to become professional singers go to concerts. I can remember talking to one of the Paycation executives, Peter, and he was telling me how his daughter changed her whole mindset about what she wanted to do the first time she went to a concert. She went to a concert and discovered that she wanted a career in singing. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to address what you really want. When I was younger, I used to drive through gated communities when I was in college. Communities that normally police would stop you if you drove in them for too long. And I would look at the houses in those communities and say, man, I want one of these. And I continued to do so, and I addressed what I wanted every single week. Every Friday, I'd ride through the nicest neighborhood in any city I was in. And by the same token, when I actually had the opportunity and was fortunate enough to achieve those goals, it felt natural to me because I addressed what I really wanted. Finally, my friends, when we assess what we want and confess what we want and address what we want, then we get to possess what we want. We have a right, a privilege, the authority, the ability to possess exactly what we really want. An author by the name of Wallace Wattles once said that the desire in a man for a thing is proof that the power lies in the man to get the thing he desires. For example, I've never desired to be an astronaut. Maybe I don't have the power within me to become one. But if you've got a dream, the fact that you have the dream is evident that you have the power to achieve the dream. I may not be the best shot in the world, but when I was in the gun range, I hit that target. I hit the target and I hit it repeatedly, and because I would not leave the gun range until I was able to at least have one target that had bullseyes all the way through. And my friends and neighbors, we can have the same mentality. We may not be the smartest, be the whatever the other adjectives you want to add, but we can still hit our target. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.